Hello and welcome to Pendleton Podcast, or the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting week 17 of the 2025 NFL season, the second to last week of the regular season. So we've already had some games for Christmas. Now we have games on Sunday, starting off with the Texans at the Chargers. This is going to be a good one. Chargers are going to be in their throwback, so they're going to be looking all nice. And I think the Texans are going to win. And I think their defense will just be too much. I mean, Herbert was able to embarrass the Cowboys on a broken hand. But this defense from the Texans is an entirely different beast. The Chargers will be questionable with Mekhi Becton. Tyrae Tart and Kamani Vidal are also questionable. With the Texans, Ajani Carter is out. Trent Brown is out. But I think the Texans are going to win this because their defense is just so strong. Their offense has actually been putting some stuff together. So I think Texans are going to take it 24-17. And then we have Ravens at Packers. The Ravens need to win this for a chance at the playoffs. But I don't think they will. They just have not been competitive recently. Now they're going up against the incredibly competitive Packers, who did get embarrassed by the Bears, but still, they're a way more competitive team than the Ravens. And Lamar Jackson is doubtful for the game as well, so Tyler Snoop Huntley will be playing in the game most likely. And then for the Packers, Aaron Banks is questionable. Jordan Love is out with a shoulder and concussion injury, so Malik Willis, who did not look all too bad, will be playing. I remember his first game where he actually played. Zach Tom is questionable. And Evan Williams is questionable. John Williams is out. Malik Willis is actually questionable. He's apparently sick and dealing with a shoulder injury. So neither team playing at full strength. Neither team playing with their starting franchise quarterbacks. So that, I think, makes this game very interesting. Ultimately, I think the Packers just have a better team there and are better set up to compete. And so I think the Packers will be winning this game 27-14. Then moving on to Sunday games, you have the Seahawks at the Panthers. Now, Seattle probably has to win this match to win the division and the conference, because the Rams have an incredibly easy schedule coming up against the Falcons, and the Cardinals should be no problem for them. And the Seahawks are going up against the 49ers next week, meaning if they lose this game, they could easily lose out. And I don't expect them to lose, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. I think the Seahawks are going to win 23-17, but don't be surprised if one day the worst team, one day the best team, Panthers, will pull it out and get the win to clinch their division. Also, Seahawks will be missing Kobe Bryant and Charles Cross. Meanwhile, the Panthers dealing with some minor injuries. Trevon Wallace and Tershawn Wharton are out. So, I do expect Seahawks to win this. They're the obvious choice, but Panthers can be very sneaky there. Maybe a 24-23 victory for the Panthers. They have the Steelers at the Browns. I am so sad I did not get to watch Myles Garrett get the sack record tied, but he is now at 22 sacks flat. He needs half a sack to tie and one clean sack to break the record, and I think he's going to get it on Aaron Rodgers today. It's very sad that the Bills were able to double him and deny him and keep him to only half a sack on the game. But I think this is his game. Steelers will be playing without Brandon Echols and Calvin Austin III and James Pierre. Jalen Ramsey is questionable with an illness. Seems that's going around the league. And Isaac Sumalo is also questionable. TJ Watt's out with a lung injury too, which is important, kind of, even though the Steelers are a far better team than the Browns. Browns don't have major injuries except for David Njoku, but Fannin can cover that. Njoku is out. But I think Myles Garrett will get one sack on Aaron Rodgers. I think Myles Garrett will get his sack record with 23 sacks on the year, with one game to spare, by the way. So I would watch this game, even though the Steelers are probably going to blow them out. I don't think the Steelers are capable of blowout, but I think they are. Actually, 31 to 13 for the Steelers. So even though the Steelers are going to blow them out, I think Myles Garrett is going to get that sack he needs to break the record. And then the Bucks at the Dolphins. I mean, the Bucks are just struggling. They're absolutely struggling here. They just lost to the Panthers. They've completely fallen apart. I mean, if they lose and Carolina wins, they've lost. They're out of the playoffs. They are, they're 7-8. They're one loss away from losing season. And if they lose now and Carolina wins, or they lose out, they're done for the year. So this fall off needs to be studied right here. But they will be playing without Kalijah Kancey, Anthony Nelson, and Tristan Wirfs. All are out. Meanwhile, for the Dolphins, they have a ton of injuries. D. Eskridge is out. Aaron Brewer, Terrell Dotson, Andrew Meyer, Jason Sanders are questionable. Interesting, Sanders is a kicker. And then Minkah Fitzpatrick, Isaiah Johnson, and Benito Jones are out. So plenty of injuries on the Dolphins side. I do think that the Bucks will come and win this, even though they have been completely falling apart. I think they have this one in them. Also, the Dolphins are starting, Quinn Ewers, 313 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. I mean, it has not been going too well for him lately. So, I mean, again, he is a rookie. It is, I think, just his second game. So, or his first or second game. So, we'll see what he can do, but the Bucks are probably going to take this one quite easily. I mean, the Bucks haven't been the same since the Rams game, really. Anyway, the Bucks are going to take this one quite easily, 34-21. And then we have Saints at Titans. I mean, the Titans beat Chris Oladokun and the Chiefs, so maybe they can win this, but realistically, I think with Tyler Shuck especially, the Saints are going to win this. Alvin Kamara is out, though. That's very interesting. And Chris Olave is questionable. With the Titans, they have a couple injuries. No real stars. And Micah Robinson, their cornerback, is questionable with another illness. Oh boy, it is the season. But the Saints, I think, are going to win this game. Like, I would not watch this game. 17-13. This is going to be a bum game. Then we have the Cardinals at the Bengals. Two bum teams. I mean, Jacoby Brissett's been all right. Cardinals coming off of a loss to the Falcons. And Budda Baker's out with a concussion. Major injury there. Marvin Harrison Jr. is questionable. He might come back. Paris Johnson Jr. is out. Josh Sweat is questionable. Plenty of injuries there. Noah Fant for the Bengals is questionable. So is BJ Hill. Charlie Jones is out. And Joseph Osai is out. So, and we'll see. Bengals have Joe Burrow back. We'll see what they can do. Actually, they just blew out the Dolphins. I think they can put up a good game against this Cardinals defense. I think 34 to 28 Bengals. And then we have the Patriots at the Jets. I mean, I don't really need to go over injuries or anything here. The Patriots could just not show up and still somehow beat the Jets because, the Jets. So I'll go Patriots 31 to 13. Then we have the Jaguars at the Colts. Just the Jaguars beating up on the corpse of the Colts. So, I mean, Jaguars in good position to make the playoffs. And I think they're going to get it. I mean, I think they're pretty clearly going to make the playoffs at their record. And they're going to get the win here today or Sunday. I think they will get it 24-13. I mean, the Jags are pretty easy to root for. I actually like watching them. They have the Giants at the Raiders, the Tank Bowl. Oh boy. So this is no Brock Bowers Raiders. He's been put on IR. His season's over. I mean, this is just exciting. Also, no Max Crosby. He's been ruled out. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is exciting. This is the real battle right here. This is the battle for the number one overall pick. Now, with the Giants, get this. The number one overall pick, Cam Scadabo and Jackson Dart and Malik Nabers coming back. I mean, they could be a scary team. But right now, they're not. This is going to be a really hard-fought battle. I mean, how do you lose? And this is, like, an almost unlosable game. But with these two poverty teams, I think they will figure it out. It's not really fair to call the Raiders poverty yet. Anyway, I think Raiders might pull this out. So I think that they're going to lose maybe 10-16. Yeah, so that'll go 16-10 Giants. That's a loss for the Giants, by the way. Even though it says win, it really means loss. This is the battle for the number one pick right here. Then we get something competitive. 10-5 Eagles seem to be bouncing back against the 11-4 Bills. Also seems to be bouncing back. And honestly, this is going to be really good. Nakobe Dean is out. Lane Johnson is out. That's a problem. But I think this is going to be a very, very good game. Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox are both questionable with knee injuries, both tight ends. Daquan Jones is out. Jordan Phillips and Jordan Poyer and Matt Prater out. So I don't know who the Bills are starting at kicker. Tyler Bass is on IR. Matt Prater's out. It'll be interesting to see who they trot out there. But I think this is going to be a really good competitive game. But I think in the end, the Eagles defense will put too much pressure on Josh Allen, and I think they will keep this a low-scoring defensive match at 21-17. Good game, though. I think I would watch this game if I had it. And then we get the Bears at the 49ers for Sunday Night Football. T.J. Edwards and C.J. Gardner-Johnson questionable. Romo Dunze is out. And Nashawn Wright is questionable. Huge Pro Bowl snub. Nashawn Wright has been incredible. For the 49ers, Renardo Green is out. George Kittle is questionable. Ricky Purcell is questionable. Curtis Rourke is out. As much as I would love for the Bears to win this, the 49ers might squeak it out. So I think the 49ers are just a more reliable team to pick here. 24-21. Again, Bears can absolutely win it. What a thriller against the Packers last week. Taking it for the game tire, go to overtime, get the turnover, get the game winner. So they could absolutely win it, but I think 24-21 49ers. And then Rams, super long week, Thursday night to Monday night. Double primetime games, really long week. And so they're going to have so much preparation, and they will be, I mean, the Falcons are the Falcons. No game statuses for injuries. Davante Adams is most likely going to be out, but I don't have any other game statuses for injuries yet. However, I mean, the Rams are the best team in the league despite their loss to the Seahawks. I mean, that was some BS. That was the two-point conversion was blown dead, and the defense stopped playing. That was ridiculous. But other than that, Rams, I think, are likely, I think they're still legitimately the best team in the league and legitimately the most likely to win the Super Bowl. And they have a chance at the number one seed. Remember, Seahawks lose out, totally possible. Rams win out, very likely, Rams win. Rams get the number one seed in the conference. Or I think even Seahawks lose once, Rams win out, also very likely. Seahawks are going to, I think the Rams actually might have a tiebreaker on them, but I'm not entirely sure. So, in this game against the Falcons I think are just dead meat. And, I mean, as a Rams fan, I have to thank the Falcons for their first round pick. I could not be happier with that. I mean, they did draft James Pierce, who could win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's pretty good. But, I mean, we already have two Pro Bowl edge rushers in Jared Verse and Byron Young. And also a huge Pro Bowl snub in Nate Landman. So, absolutely, the Rams, I think, came out on top there. But that's besides the point. This is about the football game on the field. And in that, I think the Rams are going to dominate. I think Stafford's going to have four touchdowns. The Rams are going to have three takeaways on defense and three sacks. And in the end, a 35-13 victory for the best team in professional football, the Los Angeles Rams. Anyway, that does it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcast, or you'll hear more of me next episode.